Quality Metals.
I'm looking for Wayne. Is he in?
Hold on.
Hello.
Hi, Wayne. This is Elias calling from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing well. I was actually just following up on a finance offer we had sent out to the business. I know a lot of machine shops are looking for some new equipment towards the end of the year in this fourth quarter, or maybe towards the beginning of next year. I just kind of wanted to see what your plans were.
We don't have anything on the agenda right now.
Okay. Are you guys going to kind of take a look at that and evaluate whether or not you're going to bring some on soon, or is that more towards the beginning of the year?
If we do it, you know, it'd probably be next year. For, you know, but like I said, we got nothing on the table right now.
Okay. What's the typical time of the year that you do evaluate that? Is it more the beginning?
It's been probably 2 or 3 years since we purchased anything, you know, as far as equipment. So.
Okay. Is there a reason for that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's because we're a two-man shop, and you know. The finances, you know, we just buy stuff as we need it, I guess you'd say.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Have your sales been good this year, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've had a good year this year.
That's good. What are you guys tracking?
Pardon me?
What are you guys tracking for this year?
Hard to tell you the honest truth. I really don't know, but I don't know.
You just know you're up from last year?
I know we were up from last year, so.
Nice, nice. Have you guys brought on some new clients? Sounds like you guys have been doing
well. Yeah,
we
took on 2 or 3. Well, you know, it don't take much to load 2 people down, but, you know. But, yeah, we took on 2 new customers last year, or this year, rather.
Okay. Do you guys have a busy time? I know for a lot of machine shops, it's usually towards the summer, but.
Yeah, that's by the way ours is. It's, you know, when it hits springtime, that's when we load up, you know.
Okay.
We fall off a little bit in the winter, so, you know. But we got enough customers, you know, that carries us through the winter, so.
That's good. Do you guys prepare for the busy season by doing anything, by maybe bringing on an extra person?
No, every now and then we do. We use part-time help, but, you know, it's mainly just us and the CNC, so.
Okay. And have you ever looked at expanding your personnel there? Maybe getting another person full-time?
I'm fixing to expand out, and my son-in-law going to take over.
Okay. Are you guys looking to get a new building or expand
to
a smaller spot?
Yeah, we're set with the building as far as that goes. And matter of fact, the equipment we got right now is handling what we do. So.
Okay. And would you say that your customer base is more a consumer or is it more commercial?
I would say more commercial.
Yeah? Okay. What kind of machines are you making for these guys?
Well, we do the machine parts of them.
Okay. And do you guys usually work with a certain industry?
Yeah, we're in the poker machine business. We make parts for them that go out west, and then we do a lot for these wood industries around here.
Okay.
You know, repair work for them, such as that. But one of our main customers is, like I said, that we ship a lot of stuff out west for them.
Okay. And do you offer? Do you offer like in-house financing for your customers, or is that
that's why we handle it.
Okay, fantastic. Do you guys work with like net 60s?
No, we got like probably net 30.
Okay, have you guys ever run into cash flow issues while waiting for some payments?
No, not in 30 years I hadn't. So.
That's good to hear.
I guess we've been on the lucky side. So.
Yeah. A lot of people that I've been talking to recently have complained that they'll get like these federal contracts, and they're like happy to have them, but they keep just pushing back. After 60, it'll turn into 90, and then it'll turn into 120. So they're always kind of jumping for cash.
I've had one customer, I guess, in the 35 years I've been out here that probably had us on 120-day pay scale.
Oh wow, that's intense.
And then, you know, and I told him, look, this ain't gonna work, you know.
So, yeah, you're like, you know how we gotta bring this number down.
I mean, yeah, you know, y'all, we're not even a drop in a bucket compared to what the size y'all are to consider what we are, you know. We can't tote y'all, you know. So
yeah,
but that,
yeah.
I only, you know, and the only reason it being the home office was up in Framingham, Massachusetts.
Okay.
And like I said, they had to go through 19,000 channels to get paid, so, you know.
Oh, man.
And I imagine the process they had, it took 120 days, so.
Oh, that sounds terrible. Are they still your clients?
Oh, no. I dropped them about, we done business with about a year and a half, and then they had to go.
You're like, this is not for me.
You know, if you can start paying us, you know, like on a 30-day basis or whatever, you know, we'll work it out, but not okay. Like this.
Yeah.
You know, y'all can find somebody else to do it, so. And we sort of stepped out of the way, so.
Well, if you don't mind me asking, what was the last machine that you bought? I know you guys got that laser and a couple presses, but.
The last one I bought was an SL30, long bed, Haas lathe.
Okay.
Automatic lathe, yeah.
Okay.
That's the last piece of equipment that I purchased, so.
Okay. Is there anything that you guys have on your wish list you might be thinking of?
Not right now. Like I said, we pretty well set what, you know, what we're doing, you know, with the equipment we got, so.
Okay. And I know you guys mainly have, like, those couple clients that you send out west. Is that mainly your typical clientele, yeah?
No, not really. I mean, they're probably, they may be 15% of what we do, but, you know.
Okay.
You know, but like I said, we do a good bit of business with them people, but.
Yeah.
They're not our bread and butter.
That's good. So do you guys, are you guys familiar with Section 179?
Uh-uh.
It's so pretty much what it is you bring on equipment and it lowers your taxable income because that equipment becomes to depreciate for your company.
Right.
So what a lot of machine shops do is towards the end of this year here, especially in the fourth quarter, they'll bring on equipment, get that taxable income lowered, and get a tax write-off for that equipment. And
right.
I think that right now it's up to $500,000 in that you're able to write off for the equipment. Is that something that you guys might be looking to take advantage of maybe this year or next year?
Well, like I said, I'm going to turn this thing over to my son-in-law, and, you know, he's way younger than me, so, and, you know, I'll just leave that up to him.
Okay. When is that taking? When is that gonna occur?
Well, I'm trying just to phase me out. I come over here and help him a little, you know. And like I said, when I get ready to go, I go. So.
Okay. You're just gonna take off, and he's gonna be left.
There you go. One day he's gonna be standing holding the bag. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're just gonna call it. Where you at? I'm not coming in anymore. Okay. Do you have a local bank that you usually go through for financing now?
We use the, which is going to United Community now. It used to be Palmetto, so. But yeah, that's who we, you know, one of our banks we worked with Wells Fargo before.
Okay. How was your experience with Wells Fargo?
I'd rather do it with Palmetto if you really want to know the truth, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
We won't really go with Palmetto.
Yeah,
Wells Fargo.
I understand. Yeah. Has your local bank been able to fit all of your needs for the business, though? Like, do you have a line of credit?
Oh, yeah. Back, I mean, you know, like I said, when we, well, another bank, too, that we worked with was Carolina First, and then went to T&D, TD, or whatever it is. And we've done a lot of business with them.
Okay. Did you like TD? So you guys like TD mainly for your equipment?
Well, it was like Carolina First then. Yeah, Now, when we bought the equipment, we went through, Carolina First did do that SL30, but I had a machining center that we went through, and we went through, let me think of the name of that company. I know the guy's name was Steve Miller, but I can't remember the name of the company. But it was he'd done financing of equipment and stuff, so.
Okay. Is there usually a specific company that you guys do purchase equipment from, or is it mainly just you guys shop around for
the
best?
Just, yeah, Well, what we've run these Haas machines, and we sort of like them, but we sort of had a little, I guess, a spat with Haas on one of the machines on a breakdown. They sent a guy in here with a rookie, you know, and they used us as a training center, more or less.
Okay.
They had my machine down nearly 3 weeks.
Oh, wow.
You know, they were killing us, you know.
Yeah.
Training him, you know, teaching him about the machine.
Yeah.
Then they come back to me and told me they was going to knock so much off the bill, you know, for him being in here, that, you know, that he was a trainee. Because, I mean, obviously you could tell he didn't know what he was doing, you know, because the guy standing there, every time he moved, he'd tell him, you know, and the guy saying, yeah, okay, I got you, you know. So it didn't take long to catch on. He didn't know what he was doing, so, but anyhow.
Yeah, so you just kind of had to teach him?
Yeah, so.
Alrighty. Well, I know you're not looking for anything currently. I would like to send you an email. Is that all right? Just so you have my information on file. I know.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay.
Have you got my email address?
No. What's a good email for you?
Okay, it's JW Rockfish, ROCKFISH, @hotmail.com.
@hotmail.com.
Yeah, just shoot something across on the email.
Alrighty, brother.
I'll make sure my son-in-law gets to it.
Will do. You say that you're not too sure about when you're going to leave the reins over to him, huh?
I'm going to hang on, you know, a little longer. You know, but it ain't gonna be much longer, so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I know you're not looking for anything right now, and maybe next year you might be, but.
Yeah, maybe you can talk to him. You know, he might be, you know, get an answer and decide he needs something or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'll check in with you guys every couple times a quarter just to see how business is going and.
Okay.
How you been, man?
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right, man.
Have a good one.
All right, you.